Comedy Forecast is the official podcast of bar stools, stained glass, reclining seats, and brine shrimp.
The Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 469, Somewhere Way Out There, part 6.
It's time for the 4th annual Comedy Forecast Podcast Today in April extravaganza. Hooray! Comedy Forecast has been bringing you the funny since 2005. And during April, we're delivering a brand new episode every single day. If you want to help support the show for as little as a dollar, visit patreon.com and search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. Or go to comedyforecast.com and click on the Patreon link. Thank you.
It's time for part 6 of Somewhere Way Out There, an original Comedy Forecast story. The name's Hart, Detective Hart. 2 A's, 2 T's, spell it right, say it right. And I'm here to get you up to speed on what you need to know, so start taking notes. Aliens have landed on Mars and on Earth, but it turns out that they're here just to let us know that they're building an amusement park on Mars. For aliens, no humans allowed. While the two alien reps moved into the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers, forcing everyone else out, somewhere out in space, a satellite was busy taking photos of all the hubbub happening on the red planet. General K. Winston Calamity was dispatched to Middling Fair to keep an eye on the aliens. Sounds painful. As we start today's episode, we find the General in his office at the Middling Fair Military Base and Bacon Strip Club. The General is about to get a message from the JPL Operations Center in Pasadena, California.
General?
Is that you, Johnson?
Yes, this is a video call. You should be able to tell that without asking.
Can't be too careful. You could be wearing a mask. Although, personally, I'd pick a much more handsome one. Something with more defined features.
Uh-huh.
And a stronger chin.
Okay, I get it.
What's up? Have you figured out what JPL stands for?
We know that, sir. Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Never mind. I'm calling because the first set of images from the Kraven spacecraft orbiting Mars has just come out of image processing.
Outstanding, son. Let's see them.
This is the first pass over the area. As you can see, there are several large vehicles on the surface. I can only describe them as transport or supply ships of some kind, sort of like huge cargo container ships. We are able to confirm that one of these things is landing on Mars every 3 hours and 5 minutes. That equals 8 ships every Martian day.
What's that huge dark circle on the surface next to the ships?
That's a 20,000 square kilometer.
Yeah. In English, son.
It's a circular area about 7,700 square miles. Now, see how the whole surface is being flattened out?
Incredible.
That's nothing. Look at the next photo. This is the same spot, but now there are at least 2 dozen structures on the surface that have gone vertical. You can clearly make out the rail tracks inside of some of the larger buildings.
Wait. You said your bird just got to Mars a few hours ago.
That's right, sir. These 2 photos were taken just 6 hours apart.
How is that even possible?
We're not sure, General.
Then keep this under wraps until I have a chance to speak with Central Command. What's wrong, Johnson?
Well, I figured you wanted to see this info as soon as we got it, so...
So what?
Well, this is a Facebook live stream.
What?
But there's good news.
What good news?
So far, we've gotten over 100 likes and a couple of happy faces.
See? This is why I don't use high tech. In fact, I'm recording my voice on a wax cylinder, which is great, unless I need to melt it down to make some birthday candles. Or supper. Where was I? Word spread pretty fast about those photos, and it didn't take long for every so-called theme park expert under the sun to chime in with what they thought was going on Mars.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the TripTourPlanning.com podcast. Okay, Tim, we've all seen the pictures that came out a few days ago, right?
Right you are, Ben.
It's pretty much just a collection of half-finished buildings. Not much to them. But what are we thinking they are building up there?
Well, here's the thing you need to remember. With any park of this size, you need to have X number of signature attractions. And those attractions are typically in the biggest show buildings.
Right. That way you get the most people through in an hour.
The student has become the master.
But what about the fact that these aren't people? They're aliens.
That's an interesting point, Ben, and one that I'm going to completely ignore.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Clearly, these three buildings at the center are your main attractions.
Right, because they're the biggest show buildings. Biggest buildings equals main attractions. Got it.
And the fact that they are situated the way that they are clearly part of some hub and spoke system to maximize traffic flow.
It all comes down to people moving, doesn't it, Tim?
Couldn't have said it better myself, Ben.
Even though, again, these aren't people.
Still ignoring that fact.
Get it, sir. Got it.
Another thing you have to keep in mind is that immersive theming is essential to any park being built in the 21st century.
Including ones being built by aliens? On Mars?
Even so, which means that these other smaller buildings around each of the main buildings must, absolutely must, be part of one of three distinct themed lands.
Absolutely amazing! But that's why you're the expert!
Well,
what do you think the theming might be?
Funny you should ask, Ben. I was talking to some people on the inside, and I...
Hold on there a second, Tim! You actually spoke with someone inside the Seven Worlds Amusement Collective?
Not exactly. More like the Six Flags accounting department. Lovely people there. Anyway, most likely, given the position of the main building and the multi-level design, this building has to be some kind of Martian Wild West attraction.
I was not aware that Mars had a Wild West.
You're learning so much today, Ben. The second one here clearly revolves around steampunk.
Ooh, that's big right now.
It's very hot. Very hot.
What about the third land, Tim?
Well, this one's a bit harder to identify, but if I had to take a guess, I'd say it's probably centered around alien kid cartoons. Or horror. Could go either way.
Wow, that's fantastic.
The interesting thing here, Ben, is that I can't quite identify the location for the gift shops or the churro carts.
Hang on there a second, Tim. I have something that might just help us out with that. We just got another set of satellite images from Mars that JPL shared with us. And the best part is, the aliens have agreed with a military request to identify the buildings.
That's great. That's great. What are they?
Okay, let's take a look. According to the press release, one building is the power plant for the resorts. The second is for water reclamation, and the third is waste disposal and recycling. Ha! You got absolutely none of them correct, Tim!
But man, look at that theming.
Experts. Who needs them? I sure don't. I try to stay as much in the dark as possible, and people say I do a pretty good job. Tune in again next time for part 7 of Somewhere Way Out There.
Special appearance this episode by Craig Stepp from the Technorama podcast, located at chuckchat.com/technorama, and the Topic is Trek podcast, located at thetopicistrek.com.
My goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick? Well, if you want to get in touch with the show, send an email to podcast@comedyforecast.com or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004.
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right, okay. Well, you can follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. And a special thank you to all of our Patreon patrons.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.